The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered. So damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away. No one knows what's coming up. Where will you go now? It's the story.
America, bonjour, hi, Canada. It's Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway in the ReliefFactor.com studio on this Wednesday, the 19th of August in the year of the plague, 2020. We lost 1,200 Americans yesterday. Death tolls 172,000. Worldwide, 777,000 counted deaths, 22 million cases. The death rate continues to fall. The virus continues to spread. And China continues to run up a tab against the world that we will not forget. Look, I can do good news or bad news this morning because I got all these DNC clips. We watch the DNC so you don't have to. And it is pretty much unwatchable. I try and find the best part of it for you. But I have a column in the Washington Post over at the landing page today. We are learning that the RNC needs to switch up whatever they are planning. Because when you lose the energy of the crowd and the Texas delegation with the funny hats, and the crazy people outside and the eccentric people inside and panels and live cutaway shots and interviews on the floor with delegates and human. When you lose the energy of a live audience, this stuff just doesn't work well from the basement. And so my Washington Post column is begging the RNC, study this, sit down, get some producers and switch it up. Your best asset's Trump. Donald Trump's your best television interview in America, so use him over and over again. And then throw in interviews and panels. Don't go with these little, like, the Olympics mini-documentaries, which many of us hate anyway. But go read the Washington Post column. I may get to it a little bit later. I'd love to hear from you, 1-800-520-1234, on what you think of the DNC. The good news, though, Sudan and Israel are going to normalize ties. That's from the Times of Israel. They expect it will be done this year. That's the second Muslim country in as many weeks. One is already done, UAE. Now Sudan. Everybody really just wants the Palestinians to be reasonable, take their second state, and let's move on with growing the region and growing GDP. The coronavirus has a few side effects that are good, one of which is to focus some of the Arab and Muslim nations on the fact that they can't get left behind on science and they need to partner up with Israel, and the world is what it is. Other great news, the DNC robbed me of a good baseball game last night. Carlos Santana hit a three-run home run in the 10th inning for the Tribe to beat the Pirates. Now, the Bucks are a sad sack team. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh. You know this. I know this. Carl Catlin knows this. Selena Zita knows this. My Pittsburgh people know this. And I know I have a loyal and devoted audience in Pittsburgh that understands we know football and they don't, if you're from northeastern Ohio like I am. But when you win a walk-off three-run home run, as big Carlos Santana, or the real Slamtana as he's known on Twitter, it's a good morning. I didn't get to see that because of the DNC, but it's a good morning. What's the best part of the DNC? Honestly, I'm just trying to be fair here. Best part is Jill Biden introducing her husband Cut number 19.
When I taught English here at Brandywine High School, I would spend my summer preparing for the school year about to start, filled with anticipation. But this quiet is heavy. You can hear the anxiety that echoes down empty hallways. There's no scent of new notebooks or freshly waxed floors. The rooms are dark as the bright young faces that should fill them are now confined to boxes on a computer screen. I hear it from so many of you. The frustration of parents juggling work while they support their children's learning, or afraid that their kids might get sick from school. The concern of every person working without enough protection.
All right, stop right there. This is all very heartwarming, and the empty classroom backdrop is the best of the DNC backdrops. But I have to think some parents thought, yeah, why aren't the schools open? That's what I have to think. The Democratic local cities and school boards are shutting them down because of the Democratic-run school unions. And yesterday, Notre Dame suspended classes. Notre Dame said, we're going online, joining UNC. And more speakers at the Democratic convention are talking about the pandemic, according to New York Times. And Australia is mandating, by the way, the vaccine for the anti-vaxxers who called me yesterday. Don't go to Australia. You're going to have to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, places like the Philippines and Sweden are completely reopened and have decided that they're just going with the virus because we now have a course of treatment. We now know how to save most of the younger people who get this. Older people are at specific risk, really old people at great risk. And the young people are just not at appreciable risk. I believe there have been 45 deaths of children under the age of 10 in the United States, or less than one per state. And that's the tragedy of traffic accidents is larger than that. So I had to think to myself when Joe Biden was talking that whatever few parents were watching, again, it's a ratings disaster. And the DNC's talking point is, oh, they're watching online. That means someone logged on for 5 seconds to see who was talking and then logged off. I mean, it really is a ratings disaster. And I'm not blaming the Democrats. You can't make this. The conventions aren't winners anyway. It's not good television. It's not me. I mean, I'm not narrating it. I'm not having fun with people. If you would do interview formats and Joe Biden can't, poor Joe Biden. He was in the basement yesterday with Tom Hanks. Cut number six, Joe Basement Biden doing a fundraiser with Tom Hanks. Cut number six.
And I quit. I became a public defender. And I used to have to interview my clients down by the train station, Amtrak, the Northeast Extension, the Northeast Corridor. And I thought that before they were arraigned. And 40 years later to the month in January of 2018, I found myself in a circumstance where, 2012, I found myself standing in the same spot I had stood 40 years earlier.
All right. Tom Hanks is sitting here looking at Joe Biden thinking this isn't going anywhere. He, by the way, you were vice president in 2012, not 2018. Now, the vice president self-corrects. But it was, oh, my goodness, it was bad. And then he first mentioned, well, let's play cut seven and listen to this.
And, to let you know, I know about your life and it makes a big difference. That's what they're saying. I understand. Your life makes a big difference to me. I'll surge the products that are needed and production of testing kits nationwide and make sure they get where they need to go. I'll use what they call the Defense Production Act, which I call for being used all the way back before March to get enough masks and protective gear. Every health worker needs it.
All right. Now, the DPA, Defense Production Act, was used by Trump a week before Biden ever mentioned it. But what I get here is the inability to modulate the voice. Now, if you want to talk to me, honestly, you shouldn't have the same professionalism. I've been doing this for 30 years. So I know how to modulate voice and raise voice. But he's shouting at Tom Hanks. And Tom Hanks has got the visible. If you're watching on Facebook, I would encourage you today. Normally, people are driving to work. They can't watch it. You can watch it on my YouTube channel, watch it on Facebook, watch it on Instagram. We beam this everywhere. The clips are great. Tom Hanks keeps sort of leaning back in his chair. So that it was just weird. It was a weird night. Steven Stills and Billy Porter. This was weird. Cut number 8. This was odd. I think if Americans, just ordinary Americans, are watching this thing, you just saw a little clip there. Steven Stills, God love him, has had a stroke, and so he's playing sideways. And the Dwayne, did you watch this Billy Porter Steven Stills thing? What did you think of that? That is the weirdest thing in the world.
I actually, when I did my after show yesterday, I played it in its entirety, and then I kind of superimposed over it Andy No videos from Portland.
Okay, listen, friends, something's happening here. It's called Antifa in the streets. I want to know what you think of the Democratic National Convention. Quote, you can read my column during the break. It's on the landing page of The Washington Post. 1-800-520-1234. Connect you to me. Even if you're a Democrat, call me up. 1-800-520-1234. What do you think of the DNC? That is the question. What do you think? Call me. 1-800-520-1234. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. The other headline I didn't tell you about. China's Xi tightens grip on domestic security forces in first broad purge. He's going full Mao in China. There must be unrest in the Politburo over the handling or the non-handling, the recklessness with which they treated the virus and allowed the world to be poisoned. They know they have lost Huawei everywhere. They're isolated. And Xi is doing what Mao would do, which is kill everybody inside the Politburo who might look at him sideways. First caller, Don from Ohio, Columbus 98.9 in Columbus. Good morning, Don. How are you? Welcome to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hey, Don.
Hey, I got an idea for the Republican Party. I don't know if it could be done or not, but showing the movie Uncle Tom would be the real Democratic Party after we've seen what they've done.
That's interesting. That's Larry Elder's new movie, which has broken all sorts of records. People who want to watch it can go over to HughHewitt.com and watch. It's about the agonies of being a black conservative, and especially in this era of BLM and Black Lives Matter. Don, great idea. I mean, they could use the time very well to show Larry Elder's movie. They need Larry's permission and Salem's permission, but good idea. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Chicago. Cheryl, good morning, Cheryl. Did you watch the convention?
I did. The very first night was a turnoff for me. I refuse to subject myself to that anymore.
I'll do it for you, but why was it a turnoff?
The opening prayer, I went to hell.
Yes, you did.
That in itself was a turnoff.
Yes, you did.
The other point I want to make is the news. They have taken this and given this something that is not. And I don't even think my Democratic friends are looking at this. I think the ratings on this is very low.
The ratings dropped by 28%, even worse on television. Hold on a second. You're in Chicago, Cheryl. The mayor of Chicago was on Morning Joe yesterday, Lori Lightfoot. Here's what she said. I want your reaction to this. Cut number 14.
But yes, we do absolutely have our challenges. We have people who are afraid and scared because of COVID-19. We now have literally tens of thousands of people who are unemployed because of the economic downturn occasioned by the shutdowns that were necessary because of the president's failed leadership on COVID-19. And we're dealing with the reckoning across Chicago, as in many cities across the country, related to systemic racism. So we are on the front line of an incredible moment in our civic history, not only in Chicago, but across the country. And I have to say, the remark about the bridges, one of the bridges we put up is near Trump Tower, because our protesters and vigilantes would love nothing more than to attack Trump Tower. So those little notes that I get from Eric Trump after every time that we protected that property, if they want us to stop, say the word.
Yeah, she says your city's having an incredible time and blames it on Trump. The violence in Chicago way predates the virus. I just wonder what you think of your mayor, Cheryl.
I think that she needs to put the blame on herself, but I agree with you. It goes back many, many years. This is not Trump's fault, and she needs to just stand up and take the heat.
It is a complete dodge of responsibility. And I watched that and I said to myself, she really is using they're all using the virus. And meanwhile, people may not know it. The stock market is foreshadowing the exact rebound the president predicted. Thank you, Cheryl. Ray in Georgia. Good morning, Ray. Are you watching the convention?
I tried to watch the first night, and I was watching Hannity, basically.
And so you
can hear you.
Oh yeah. Well, that's okay. You might have a bad connection. I can hear you. Did you like anything about it?
No, sir. The Democrats offer no real answers to anything. There's no solutions coming. There's nothing for security, national security, the military, poverty, crime. There's no real answers. It's just attack mode.
You are right. You are right, Ray. Thank you. Real quickly, Tim in Springfield, Missouri. Tim, you got 30 seconds. Hey, Tim.
Hey.
You got 30 seconds.
Thanks for taking my call. Just want to say that Michelle Obama seemed very, very angry, no smiles. And a dog whistle that she sent out was, it is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Well, one thing I did see that was funny was the Republican that they had on there standing against the green board, saying he was standing at the crossroads, and then the public television lady said, "Look, he's literally standing at a crossroads." It's funny. Why not put him really at the crossroads?
Why? Because it is. It's terrible production values. More on that after the break. Stay tuned, America. Thank you, Tim. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. We could focus exclusively on the gloom and doom of the Democrats, but that's not the real America. The real America, for example, listening to this show, you are sending in tens of thousands of dollars every day to Food for the Poor. Now, I have just tweeted out a Voice of America story on the COVID-induced hunger in Latin America destabilizing the region. It truly is famine conditions. And this audience has stepped up. It's actually broken every record we've ever set for Food for the Poor, even after the Haiti earthquake. And speaking of Haiti, one of the Salem reps went down and talked through an interpreter with a young mother of twins in Haiti. Play that tape for me, would you, Ben?
When I came to the clinic with the twins, they weren't well. They were skinny. People from home used to humiliate me because of how bad they were. So I joined the program at Food for the Poor, and they've done so much for me. If you see my twins now, you won't recognize them. If it weren't for the program, they wouldn't be alive. Food for the Poor has done so much for me.
That is the case everywhere that Food for the Poor can open up a clinic. Unfortunately, in Colombia, the situation is so bad because of the virus. So many Venezuelans on the road fleeing the dictatorship and then not finding work. And
Food for the Poor is getting it done, but it's very, very difficult to move stuff because of the virus. Costs are up. We need your help. $25, $37 feeds one child for 6 months. And if you can afford $37,000, send that too. All you have to do is go to HughHewitt.com and find the emergency food relief banner. It loads slow. It's at the very top. It's the last thing to load. That's the best thing to do. There's a phone number. I haven't got it with me right now. But thank you. Thank you, all of you. Let me check the market if I can, because what an extraordinary day yesterday. Look, the Democrats are out there telling you, I found the food for the poor market numbers, so I just want to give it to you so that, no, I didn't. Not in the script. Okay. I just want to tell all of you, if you don't pay attention to markets, Donald Trump's prediction is coming true. It's truly extraordinary. And this segment is brought to you by Birch Gold. And I bought gold yesterday because it's up. I buy gold two times, when it goes below 1,500 and when it's around 2,000. Because when it's around 2,000, I'm afraid we are on the cusp of an inflationary spiral, and I kind of want to hedge against an inflationary spiral. And we have pumped so much money into the market that, you know, I'm diversified, and so I bought some more from Birch Gold, and you can do the same, HughGold.com. Or you can roll over a portion, not all of it. I always tell people, you diversify. You don't throw all your money into gold and silver. That's crazy. Birch Gold, I'm not a gold bug. They don't do that. But they will help you put 10 or 20% of your IRA into precious metals that are actually held for you in physical form. If you text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747, or go to HughGold.com. Gold's at $19.96 an ounce. The 10-year treasury at 0.67. But yesterday, the NASDAQ went up 81 points, and the S&P went up 7 points to a new all-time high. Amazon yesterday, after the Walmart numbers came out, went up $130 a share. I was talking about Amazon before the show yesterday and saying, America is changing. It is just changing completely how it shops because of the virus. People are minimizing. They're not hermits, but they're minimizing. They're not wandering around the mall anymore, but they've gone online. And so Walmart and Target and Amazon, they're all undervalued, and it went up $130. That's 4%. That kind of jump just, I expect more, but when that analyst said yesterday they're going to $5,000 a share, I'm not surprised by that. It's the only stock I own. I follow it. But I bought gold yesterday because I also believe the inflationary impact. You got to have some hedges. You got to have some growth in your portfolio somewhere and some hedge in your portfolio somewhere. So remember, said my name, 474747, Hugh to 474747. Let me also talk to you a little bit about the Notre Dame move. And then I'm going to go back to the phone. If you're watching the DNC, 1-800-520-1234. I do not understand this. There is a story in the Telegraph of London, winter resurgence of COVID-19 predicted as experts warn of hard times ahead. Scientists say the virus spreads faster in cold, dry air and may peak again when we are huddled inside. That is absolutely true. So capacity exists now to treat young people who get even beyond the headache phase. Most young people are not affected by this worse than a head cold. And they might have the aches and pains for a couple of days. You're not immune. Young people are not immune. That's bad science. But the serious cases, remdesivir, there are other treatments available, and we are destroying the mortality of this disease. But universities and colleges, bite the bullet and go back to school. It's important for young people to be in school, especially K-6, but colleges, this is not the disease of 1918, which killed young people. This is the disease that kills old people. And if you want capacity in your hospitals, you will let the people gather who should be gathering and have the greatest immunity. I don't understand what colleges are doing. I'm not an epidemiologist. I think it's liability driven. I honestly think we got to get Mitch McConnell's law signed in so the university don't worry about liability. I think that's all it. By the way, yesterday I had a caller tell me I had to adopt a football team because my Buckeyes aren't playing this year. Now, that is kind of heresy. And Coach Meyer, if you're listening, it's just I don't know what to do. I'll take your advice on this. Who am I going to root for this year? I'm totally at sea. I hate the SEC, but I got to find somebody to follow on a week-to-week basis. Maybe Georgia, because of Mary Catherine Hamm. My friend Glenn wants me to go with Auburn, but I can't find Auburn on a map. He says it's only an hour's drive from Atlanta, and I could go to the varsity coming and going, which is a pretty good idea. But I got to find somebody to root for if the Big Ten, unlike the SEC. What a shame. What a deep shame. Backgammon Bob in Clearwater, Florida. Bob, are you watching the DNC? Got to bring him up, Harley. Backgammon Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I call you. I call Captain all the time. Anyway, I wanted to say that Michelle Obama's remarks, she said some things were patently untrue, I thought. And just in like the other thing is that I think the Democratic Party has become essentially a revolution by the socialists trying to take and corrupt America's values and not wanting to totally change our country.
You then, Beck, Em, and Bob, what you want to read is Newt Gingrich's new book. Now, I'm going to interview Newt next week, Trump in the American Future. Newt's written like 100 books. I don't know how many books Newt has written, but this may be his best. Trump in the American Future, from the perspective of former Speaker of the House, he talks about the radical 200 in the House of Representatives. He talks about AOC. AOC spoke last night, by the way. Let me pull up that clip. Thank you for the call, Bob. AOC introduced and nominated Bernie Sanders. Cut number 15.
Name of a great champion
nope,
of the working class.
Cut number 15. Okay. Kate, that is cut number 15. I thought it was AOC. Go ahead and play it.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Good evening. Bienvenidos. And thank you to everyone here today endeavoring towards a better, more just future for our country and our world. In fidelity and gratitude to a mass people's movement working to establish 21st century social, economic, and human rights, including guaranteed health care, higher education, living wages, and labor rights for all people in the United States. A movement striving to recognize and repair the wounds of racial injustice, colonization, misogyny, and homophobia, and to propose and build reimagined systems of immigration and foreign policy that turn away from the violence and xenophobia of our past. A movement that realizes the unsustainable brutality of an economy that rewards explosive inequalities of wealth for the few at the expense of long-term stability for the many, and who organized a historic grassroots campaign to reclaim our democracy. In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions to our crises of mass evictions, unemployment, and lack of health care, in el espíritu del pueblo and out of a love for all people, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
Not a word about Joe Biden. A mass people's movement denouncing American colonization, American misogyny, American homophobia. You know, I'm thinking of my mentee, Guy Benson, going to his wedding to Adam and thinking, yep, yeah, we're really not misogynist or homophobic. Xenophobia. I don't think so. Unsustainable brutality of our economy that prior to the virus had employed more people than any other economy in the history of the world. Yes, there are a lot of really rich people out there. I do not envy Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg. They made their money the old-fashioned way. They invented something at the crossroads of technology and need. And they are generous, and they've employed. I mean, Amazon announced they're employing 3,500 new people at their centers in Dallas and Detroit. They're going to Detroit, AOC. And so the caller is right. This is socialism. A vote for any Democrat is a vote for socialism, and we know how that story ends. It ends in Venezuela. Jacob in Orlando, Florida, are you watching any of this? It's a parade of radicalism.
Hi, you. Good to speak to you this morning. It's an honor.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Jacob, I'm glad you called. I love my callers.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching the Democrat debate. Seeing Michelle Obama speak kind of makes me want to get, you know, just physically sick. But, you know, I watch a little bit of that, you know, and you can't take too much of it. But, you know, it's just, you know, this thing they're trying to get anybody, you know, anybody is better than Trump kind of idea. Like, you know, even, you know, a dog or a cat would be better than Trump. I guess that's some of the liberals would say, you know. But
They say it every night. Listen, go get Newt's book. And I'm not paid to say this. Go get Trump and the American Future. He explains why the left, why the never Trumpers are the way they are. And it has to do not with Trump. It has to do with them and their sense of entitlement and their disintermediation from power and the destruction of a radical agenda, his reclaiming of the courts. Newt really has his finger on this. And Jacob, thank you. I appreciate the call. It is a wild show. If you watch it at all, look, some of us have to do it, but you don't have to do it. I do it for you. It is radicalism beyond anything I have ever seen out of the Democratic Party. And yeah, when you take too much of it, you do overdose. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I just tweeted out my friend Howard Mortman at C-SPAN. I have a column in the Washington Post today about how awful the DNC is. It's speech television, which is what C-SPAN is. And the basics are this. C-SPAN gets about 20,000 TVs on at any given time. I love C-SPAN. It's a national a treasure. Every country should have a C-SPAN. Brian Lamb won the Medal of Freedom for starting it, and he deserves it. I love Brian Lamb. I love Howard, I love everybody over there. And one of the asides in the column is if you stay around D.C. long enough, you can watch yourself age on C-SPAN. And sure enough, Howard dug up my first appearance. I was either the general counsel or the deputy director of the Office of Personnel Management in 1986 or 1987. So you do the math. This is a long time ago. And I'm wearing the glasses that were acceptable at the time. That is my only excuse. It's my only excuse. But my hair was brown, you know, not the white hair you see today. So that's one of the great values of C-SPAN is you can watch yourself age in real time. The Washington Post column is drawing the typical thousand of loving fans. You know, it's at 750 comments now, and I'm sure they're all approving of me. Look, the DNC is awful. It's terrible television. But the Republicans don't have to make that mistake. They can improve if they study up. Now, I want to do something else here right now as well. I want to remind you of 10for20.com, the number 10, F-O-R, the number 20.com, 10for20.com. That is a project of Job Creator Network, sponsor of this show, and I love this campaign. We are saying to every listener in talk radio, and I think every host is involved, go to 10for20.com and do your part. Commit to get 10 people. Even if you're in deep blue California, New York, get 10 votes cast. First of all, down ballot races matter. You don't have to. We need people to show up to get back the House. As Newt argues, President Trump's second term, he needs the House of Representatives. He doesn't need to be impeached again or another crazy Russia hearing. We need to get him the House back. Number two, we need to win the popular vote. I don't want to listen to another 4 years of he didn't win the popular vote. It took W until 2004 to escape those attacks on the legitimacy of a constitutional majority in the Electoral College. We don't do much effort in California. We ought to do it this year and in New York. In the deep blue states, let's turn out. Vermont, yeah, I know. Bernie's your senator. Those 10 people matter. So 10for20.com. They'll give you all the tools you need. Go there, get involved. Now, I got to play for you John Kerry. First of all, John Kerry, after dealing with the Iranians, as President Trump said on this program last week, if the Logan Act were constitutional, and I don't believe it is, John Kerry would have violated it. And Secretary Kerry and I talked about it on this show. I'm always courteous to the Democrats who call. But last night, he wasn't very courteous. Cut number 22.
Right now, in making sure that we restore the soul of our nation. And I think that Joe Biden is the best person to do that. So thanks, Joe.
Where's John Kerry? Where's John Kerry? I guess John Kerry died in the...
He's here.
Is he coming eventually?
Hi, I'm John Kerry.
There he is.
For the 8 years of the Obama-Biden administration, we led by example. We eliminated the threat of an Iran with a nuclear weapon. We built a 68-nation coalition to destroy ISIS. We forced
Stop. The JCPOA was the worst deal in the world, and it inhibited peace in the Middle East, and it scared the death out of everyone. The UAE-Israel deal is a real peace deal, midwifed by Donald Trump. They got a coalition together that did not defeat ISIS. Donald Trump defeated ISIS because he used... So you begin with, John Kerry opens with, a bald-faced double mistruth. Just double mistruth. They got a coalition that was not, it's not a lie, because they did get a 68-member coalition. They didn't defeat ISIS. And the JCPOA was a horrible deal. But he goes on to say the Donald Trump administration is a blooper reel. Well, here's Joe Biden introducing Jill Biden, cut number 21 yesterday.
Hey, everyone. I'm Jill Biden's husband. As you heard tonight, you can see why she's the love of my life.
All right. Now, she did say Jill Biden. It sounds like Joe Biden. It must have been cut number 34. Dr. Biden is truly a trooper because Joe is just too old to be doing this. He doesn't have the energy of President Trump. Honest to goodness, it's crazy. Mike in Bloomberg, Pennsylvania. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I'm not watching too much of it because fortunately I have you to tell me about it. And I want to give a shout out to all your new listeners in State College, PA at WRSC.
Oh, yeah, it's a great new station. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah. It's a great new affiliate.
Brothers and sisters there to donate to Food to the Poor. And Hugh, you're going to help raise the total right now. When you say, let's go PSU, I'm going to triple my donation.
Let's go PSU. Ouch.
You are the man. Ouch. I love Ohio State football, too.
Gary Walensky is listening, and he knows that that's the first time I've ever said that. But the Nittany Lions are a wonderful institution. Boy, I will miss Pete in the white suits this year. The scarlet and the gray usually just pound on the Lions. But, if that triples the donation of Food for the Poor, I'm all for it. Thank you, everyone. I'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. Madeline Westerhout, author of Off the Record, joins me. That was the most read piece of the Washington Post yesterday. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.